Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, TGIF. It is the 17th of March, 2023, and that means it is St. Patty's Day. A happy, very St. Patrick's Day and Merry Christmas. No, it's happy St. Patrick's Day to Mr. Aaron O'Zomers, our resident Irish boy.
You know, not a drop of Irish blood in me, but thank you.
You're welcome. But you have a little green on today. You got a little beard going on. You look like a very tall leprechaun.
Perhaps I am. You know, maybe there's a reason I put that pot of gold behind you there.
Right? Yeah. For those watching on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot, Mr. Zomer has found a very appropriate rainbow pot of gold and green landscape because Todd thought he was grabbing a green flannel today. And when I got outside, I realized I had a blue and brown one on. So anyway, one of those things. But hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and yours. Hopefully you have a very safe. Remember, do not drink and drive. If you're going to go out and celebrate with a beverage or two, make sure you have a designated driver with you. Not
also,
worth it.
Happy birthday to our CEO, Sage Weil, and to my older sister, Alyssa.
Oh, very good. Happy birthday, Alyssa, Mr. Zomer's older sister, and to our CEO, owner of Civic Media, Mr. Sage Weil. We appreciate him, and happy birthday to him as well. So all kinds of St. Patty's Day birthdays here. It is 7 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Going to continue on just a little bit more about this in this hour, this topic we were discussing last hour. I thought we could wrap it up in one segment there, 1.5 hour period. But we dived in a little bit deeper than I had intended, and that's fine because this is a big topic. And there's a lot of moving parts to it, and it's interwoven. I'll explain this after the news. But Glenn Grothman, U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin, former state senator, a guy I know fairly well, has co-authored this bill in Congress that would change the requirements for SNAP benefits. That's the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, otherwise used to be called food stamps. Upping work requirements. And saying that, you know, if you're going to get assistance, you should have to work. As if, though, most people don't agree with that. Well, duh. Yeah, again, Tommy Thompson addressed this issue in Wisconsin years ago in the 90s with W-2, welfare not work. And yet Republicans want to keep taking us back to the 90s with this goofy referendum coming up on April 4th. An advisory referendum saying, essentially, if you get benefits, should you have to work? Well, of course. Most Wisconsinites would say yes. But Republicans, again, keep trying to offer a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Because, as we just said, unemployment in Wisconsin is 2.9%. So people are already working. The problem is underemployment. And people aren't getting the wages or the benefits through their job in order to afford those benefits. But this is a narrative. We touched on it right before the break. We'll come back to it. Derek Van Orten, District 3 of Wisconsin, U.S. Congress, western side of Wisconsin, from, you know, Rice Lake down to Dubuque, Stevens Point down to Richland Center. Derek Van Orten getting on board this Trump train as well. We'll get into it in a minute. First of all, your weather forecast for this morning. By the way, if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Also in this hour, Mr. Zomers will bring us the board game of the week and Mimosa Friday, what we are grateful for, some good news. Also, this hour, we're going to get to it in Wausau. Awesome, cool news. Ross Jergel taking on the role of Butch Cassidy in a Tubi original movie. Tell you about his story in Wausau coming up this hour as well. Right now, the weather forecast for today, WRCE, Southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center. News from the center, decreasing clouds, blustery. That is the word of the day, blustery. A high of 23. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 11. And tomorrow, Saturday, a chance for flurries and blustery once again, a high of 24. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio today, cloudy, a chance of snow flurries tonight, not a lot of accumulation, less than an inch possible, a low making it a high of 22. For tonight, snow continues, a low of 10, and tomorrow more snow, a chance of showers of snow, and a high of 22. Again, an inch or less accumulation in Wausau, it looks like. And over at Amory, WLAK Lake Air Radio, blustery conditions, patchy snow, maybe an inch, maybe two, not a lot, high of 16. For tonight, snow continues, patchy fog and blowing snow, a low of 9. And tomorrow, Saturday, a chance of flurries, blustery again, and a high of 22. So this is not a snowmaker, as Kara Foster from Weatherology told us earlier in the day. I mean, it'll make a little bit of snow, but in other words, it's not like a big accumulation type of storm. It's really the winds and these cooler, colder temperatures coming in. And by the way, the first day of spring, technically, is on next week. So we can look forward to that as well. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. As we said, we come back, give you a quick headline update this morning, and then we're going to jump right back into this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Glenn Grothman, Derek Van Orten, and others, the Republicans, trying to find a problem for a solution, or a solution for a problem, or however you want to. Basically, they're trying to railroad you. They're trying to make you think something that's true isn't. Don't believe a word of it. Advice from my grandmother used to say that. Don't believe a word of it. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show. Your calls and this story are next. And this is, on Sage Wild's birthday, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do?
Welcome back on the Todd Allball Show on the St. Patrick's Day version. It is now 10:15 on this St. Patty's Day. Have a beer, have a little corned beef and cabbage, do an Irish jig, whatever you want to do to celebrate. Get a four-leaf clover, dress in green, put on some green socks, I guess whatever you want to do. Enjoy your day.
I did that. I'm wearing green socks.
Well, yes, you were Mr. Green Jeans today.
No, I don't have J-E-A-N-S. Not those.
That was a character on Captain Kangaroo back in the day. There was a character called Mr. Green Jeans. He literally wore green jeans. Oh, look, my gosh, Mr. Zomers does have some green socks on. He's showing off his hosiery on
my knee highs
on the camera. Did you bring a kilt? Are you gonna do a little jig?
Oh no, not today. Okay. I'll save it.
All right, very good. All right, very good. News headlines: what you need to know on the 17th of March, 2023. Ukraine news: Chinese leaders Xi Jinping will visit Moscow next week for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The trip will mark a new milestone in the country's growing partnership as Western officials continue to express concern that China may be considering providing Russia with lethal military assistance. Classified documents: dozens of staff members at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence have been subpoenaed to testify on the former president's handling of classified documents. The special counsel of the classified document probe has sought testimony from a range of people close to Trump, from his own attorneys who represent him in the matter to staffers who work on the grounds of his Florida estate, including a housekeeper and restaurant servers, according to sources. Unlike the past two tax filing seasons, this year appears to be going relatively smoothly, according to tax preparers. Maybe they're having a smoothie while they do your taxes. More returns are being processed and more refunds are being issued than at the same point last year, according to statistics from the IRS. However, the average refund this year is expected to be a little smaller, down 11% to $3,028, because pandemic relief measures that boosted refunds have expired. Advisors to the FDA voted 16-1 on Thursday for a full approval of Paxlovid, stating that the drug's benefits outweigh any risks for treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in high-risk adults. And protests are escalating in France today after the government recently announced it would force a higher retirement age from 62 to 64. Sports news today, Marquette, the Golden Eagles play today against Vermont in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It begins at 1:45 this afternoon. The tip-off happens in Columbus, Ohio. You can watch it on the CBS television network or perhaps on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau as well in your local Marquette Golden Eagle market. There you go. Also tonight, the Badger women's hockey is in the Frozen Four. That is their version of the Final Four. They appropriately call it the Frozen Four. Happens tonight at 6 p.m. You can watch that game on ESPN+. They take on the Golden Gophers of the University of Minnesota. And then coming up on Sunday, the Badgers of Wisconsin host Liberty, the Flames, at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It is church time at the Kohl Center. In the second round of the NIT, that game is on ESPN2 and on select civic media radio stations, including WRCE, we believe. Although we should probably confirm that. There was some discrepancy whether that game will be on the air, whether we're allowed to. We could do the Big Ten games. We could not do the NCAA. I'm not sure about the NIT. We'll check on that. Mr. Zommers will perhaps bring us some news later on in this hour. He'll also be along a little bit as well, talking about board game of the week. Want to finish up with this story this morning. And you can call in now, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Article of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Lawrence Andrea. Here's the deal. Glenn Grothman, former state senator of Wisconsin, now United States congressman from Wisconsin, helping to co-author this bill, which would change the way that people qualify for SNAP benefits. It stands for Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. It used to be called food stamps. And what the Republicans are doing are putting out this narrative that there's all these people that are unemployed. They're just sitting at home, you know, eating bonbons, and you're paying for it. And shouldn't those people have to work to get that money? And of course, the answer is yes. The problem is the unemployment in Wisconsin is at 2.9% as of January of this year, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. So essentially, everyone who's able to work in Wisconsin is already working. But the Republicans and Glenn Grothman and Derek Van Orten want you to believe that there's all these unemployed people sitting around doing nothing, which just ain't true. Simply not true. And now they're trying to create this narrative to gin you up, to make you believe there's a problem that doesn't exist, to make you angry, so that you'll vote for them and elect Republicans to solve problems that don't exist. But you know what they will do? They're taking away democracy. They're making it harder for you and I to make a living because they're giving the tax breaks to the corporations who are the ones who are putting money in their pocket. All right, don't be fooled. It's easy to get confused. I get that. Because there's a lot of people out there, it's called gaslighting. They know something's untrue, they say it anyway to get you to believe it, and suddenly the lie becomes the truth. And the only way we stop that is by looking, as we say, pursuing the truth wherever it may lead, each and every day. We're here to sort this crap out so that you don't have to. Mr. That'll be our new title. Zommers and Todd, Crap Sorters.
We're here to sort out the crap so you don't have to.
That's right. That's right. Just consider us the doggy doo-doo scoops of national politics.
Dirty jobs with Todd Alba and Aaron Zommers.
We're scooping up the political doo-doo across Wisconsin to make your life politically cleaner. We're here. Actually, Matt Flynn, or on this retreat we had this week, we were doing like these exercises where you had to come up with, like, you know, if civic media had to come up with a new slogan or a slogan or whatever, you know, what would it be? And I can't say the exact word on the air, but you can guess what it is. And Matt Flynn said, "How about this, civic media? We've seen some stuff." You know, supplement stuff for something else. Civic media, we've seen some stuff. I thought that was fantastic. And by the way, as long as we're on the topic, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, set your alarm and then do yourself a favor. Tune in on the Civic Media app If you haven't got it, what the heck's wrong with you? No, I'm just kidding. Do yourself a St. Patty's Day treat, all right? Sit down, have yourself a beverage, and then go to the Civic Media, go to your smartphone, go to the app store, type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, like civics class, Civic Media, all right? Download that. It's free. It'll take less than a minute. Download it, and then go to other stations. Once you open it up, go to other stations. Scroll down till you see WRCE, News from the Center. Click on that. You can listen to Zomers and I each and every day, 8 until 11, Monday through Friday. But as important, at 3 o'clock, you can listen to Matt Flynn Direct. He will tell it to you like it is, just like he did in the meeting. Civic Media, we've seen some stuff. And that's, he lays it out there. He's direct. Probably the most appropriately titled program in the entire Civic Media lineup. Matt Flynn Direct, every day, 3 until 4. Back to this story here on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I want to finish this because the reason I'm bringing this back up is because it's not just Glenn Grothman. There's another character in this story. All right. Wisconsin U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orten, who sits, he's on the House Ag Committee. Very proud of it. And that's fine. I mean, it's good to have representation on the Ag Committee if you're a Wisconsinite, right? So he's going to be involved in the farm bill discussions. He, Derek Van Orten, indicated his support for this bill in a statement to the Journal Sentinel. He said, quote, growing up in rural poverty and then as an active duty Navy SEAL fighting in combat for America, my family used these important programs, which are designed to be a hand up, not a hand out, Van Orten said. I do not think asking a young, able-bodied adult without dependents to participate in work, training, or education for 20 hours a week is too much to ask, unquote. Well, yes. Yes, Derek. Yes, Congressman Van Orten. Who's going to disagree with that? But do you see the narrative? Do you understand what he's doing? He's making you think that there are all these 20 and 30-year-old guys, white dudes, or maybe he wants you to think black dudes or black women, are just sitting at home, whether it's in Southwest Wisconsin or Madison or Milwaukee. All these able-bodied people just sitting around using your tax dollars to channel surf and eat bonbons. That's what they want you to think. It is not true. U.S. Department of Labor statistics, January of this year, Wisconsin unemployment is at 2.9%. People are working, Congressman Van Orten. But the people who are working are not being paid a living wage and or they're not receiving benefits that they can even afford. That's the problem. And oh, by the way, this is going to get real old real fast. On virtually every single thing that Derek Van Orten puts out there, at some point, he has to tell us he was a former Navy SEAL.
Yeah, back when I was at Harvard.
Right? And let me make this clear for the record. You'll be hard-pressed to find anybody who has more respect and admiration for the men and women in uniform who serve our country. My hats are off to them. I worked with many of them for years as the military affairs liaison in the office of Congressman Scott Klug. And our military folks do not get paid enough. They're not taken care of enough. Our veterans are not taken care of enough. But you want to know something, Derek Van Orten? Most of the people that I've had the honor to meet, work with in the military, those who actually saw the worst combat, those who actually did the most in the military, talk about it the least. How many speeches did John McCain start off with saying, I spent years in a POW camp and endured some of the most heinous and horrendous torture in American military history, and yet I'm here to talk about it. The answer is almost never. And I'm getting really sick of Derek Van Orten. I mean, that's great. You know what? If we're going to talk about, you know, night ops in the Mediterranean Sea, Derek Van Orten would be the first person I'd want to talk to. But what the heck does being a Navy SEAL qualify you for to be an authority on food stamps or poverty in Wisconsin? That's going to get real old real fast, and we're going to call him out on it. There's no problem. And don't let Republicans try to divide us and tell you there is. Back with more after this and your phone calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Walking street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He had a broke foot, ship sweeter to rise in the world. He carried a hot sea to start up a tip on his way. For the love of the liquor, poor Tim was born to help him on his way each day, to drop the crater every morn. Whack on the Danube, dancing to find around the floor, and chatter shake. Isn't it the truth that tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Way?
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:33. More Irish music for you on a St. Paddy's Day. It is now 17. It is the 17th of March, but it is 33 past the hour of 10 o'clock. Mr. Zommers, who was that fine group you were enlightening us with there?
That was a performance of Finnegan's Wake done by the High Kinks. It's just a live
really?
Concert.
That was that's not what I'm familiar with, but that's fantastic. Very good.
I think it's more of like a classic Irish song. Probably. So it's just probably, playing it at a concert. It's not one of their songs.
I'll have to go. Well, they're back in the U.S. I really want to go to a live show because I've heard they're spectacular live. Talking this hour, coming up a little bit later, we have Mr. Zommers, and he'll be with us with our board game of the week. Let you know how you can spend your St. Patrick's Day. Probably nothing better than being in a pub somewhere, sharing a beverage, and playing a board game, right?
Yeah, although this board game is, if you want to play a board game in a pub, do the one from last week, because is not one that...
Not a pub-friendly game.
Not really.
All right, well, that shot that idea down.
Yeah, I tried to find an Irish game, but I didn't really find anything.
Here's an Irish game for you. Beer.
You got it.
That's just drinking. That's the Irish game right there. Let me just tell you a quick story about one of my favorite St. Paddy's Day memories. And it has to do with my fantastic friend, Ryan Lee, who I used to work with, and in the back of the Klug office days. And this is coming up now on 20, I cannot believe it's been 20 years since this happened. Well, it's 19 actually this year, 19 years ago today, actually yesterday. Ryan and his lovely wife were living down in the Milwaukee area, and I went down and to visit them. And Ryan and I decided to go out for St. Paddy's Day, but we were going to be smart about it, you understand? And we went out on the night of the 16th. And so we're going to go out the night of the 16th in Milwaukee and then have dinner. And then we're going to ring in St. Patrick's Day at midnight. And we found, and people in Milwaukee are going to scream at the radios because I can't remember the name of this pub right downtown. There's a cool little fireplace in it. And we just sat there, we'd had a dinner across the street, and then went back over across the street to this little Irish pub in Milwaukee by a fireplace. And we didn't, you know, it wasn't like a drunken fest or anything like that. We just sat there, and I believe we were sipping Irish whiskey until midnight. And they had a small little, I can't remember if it was a quartet, I believe, an Irish band, and they started up at midnight. And we closed down the place at like 2 or 2:30 in the morning. And again, nobody got drunk or anything, but it was just great. It was great music. It was great friendship, great conversation. It was one of the coolest St. Patrick's Day, probably the coolest St. Patrick's Day I ever remember. And we went and we stayed back at their place that night. And I got up the next morning and I drove back to the farm out in Southwest Wisconsin. And I heard on the radio driving through Madison that at the time, State Representative Dwayne Johnsrud had announced that morning on St. Patrick's Day that he was not going to run for re-election. And that was the day I made the terrible decision to run for public office in the state legislature on St. Patrick's Day after a great night out in Milwaukee. And thus began Todd's decline into politics, at least elected-wise. But that was a great race. Came up a little short, but it was a great race. But that's the proper way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Don't go nuts. You don't want to be barfing or anything like that and say, that's no good at all. What you want is a good friend and a nice glass of Irish whiskey, sip it slowly, savor some music by a fireplace. That's what you want.
Well, the bevy of bars in downtown anywhere in Wisconsin will probably disagree, but for what it's worth, I agree.
Of course, and that's all that counts, Mr. Somers. As long as you agree, that's all I'm going for here. But that's my advice for St. Patrick's Day. Don't overdo. Just make it about friendship and about people you care about. And a nice glass of whiskey or scotch or whatever you're drinking. Just a couple of fingers. Sip on it slowly. Savor it. Savor life. That's what you want to do. It is 10:37. Here's a guy who is savoring life. Love this story. Great uplifting story for this morning. From the Wausau Daily Herald by Keith Euling. Wausau's Ross Jurgle, I apologize, I'm not sure whether it's Jurgle or Jurgle, J-I-R-G-L. I'm going to go with Jurgle. Takes on the role of Butch Cassidy in a Tubi original movie. Great story from Wausau, from the Bull Falls Radioland. Dateline Wausau, something strange happened when he put on the hat. Ross Jurgle was a Wausau native who grew up a football coaching who gave up, rather, a football coaching career to become an actor. Earlier had learned that he landed a meaty role, that of the lead in a movie called Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch. Jurgle had already appeared and starred in movies in the four some years after he left his position as a strength and conditioning coach at Stanford University in California. Big university, Stanford. Including most recently, Love at the Christmas Contest, which aired on the Great American Family Network. But for this role, as Butch Cassidy, it was an opportunity on a whole other level. Jurgle grew up a fan of the iconic film, The Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, starring the equally iconic actors of Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Jurgle understood the pitfalls of following in those footsteps. He knew his movie would be significantly different than that 1969 classic, but he wasn't sure how he was going to bring the new voice to Butch Cassidy. Then he put on the hat that he was able to wear as Butch. He said, quote, "It was weird, man. Then I put on that hat and something happened to my face," Jurgle said in a phone interview from his home in Los Angeles. "I got this squinty, cheek raised, eyebrows lowered, pursed mouth thing going on. And I'm like, where did that come from?" Unquote. Jurgle said the experience with the hat was interesting, but just a part of the process he used to inhabit a role. To become Butch Cassidy, he studied the real Old West outlaw, discussed motivation and character with the scriptwriter and director, and he learned from two well-known veteran actors who are also in the film, Bruce Dern and Dee Wallace. The result of the work is now streaming for free on Fox's streaming channel called Tubi. That's spelled T-U-B as in boy, I. T-U-B-I. Tubi. That's how they pronounce it. And even though he's been in other movies, this role represents a significant step in Jurgle's ongoing quest to become an actor who tells stories through deep and meaty roles. As for him, as for how the movie differs from the 1969 version, Jurgle's Butch is quieter, deeper, and carrying more baggage than Paul Newman's rakish, funny, and fast-talking Butch. Quote, "I think the Butch that was written for me is a whole lot different," Jurgle said. "He's got a lot more reserved, calculating aura to him. He's a little more in depth than he had in Tragedy in Life, and we're kind of playing off that," unquote. The real Butch Cassidy, Jurgle said, was a very interesting guy, born into a Mormon family. As Johnny Carson likes to say, I did not know that. Butch Cassidy, born into a Mormon family. His given name, here's a great trivia question. What was Butch Cassidy's real name?
I used to know this.
Did you really?
Yeah. Does it start with a D?
It does not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
Robert Parker.
Yeah, that rings a bell now, but I was not guessing
that. The given name for Butch Cassidy, Robert Parker. He took on the Butch Cassidy moniker after linking early on in his criminal career with an older outlaw, a rustler Mike Cassidy. Mike Cassidy became a father figure to Butch, Urkel said. The movie delves into the what-ifs of that part of Butch's life. And that's where Bruce Dern came in. The veteran actor portrays Mike. And akin to Mike tutoring Butch, Dern inspired Urkel. Quote, I've got some great scenes across from him, Urkel said. He's just a legend. He was so intense. In five or six scenes, whoa, he caught me off guard. I'm like acting across from him. I grew a lot. It was unbelievable. Urkel said Dee Wallace, who played the mother in E.T., remember her? She played Alice Cassidy, Mike's wife. She also portrayed provided veteran experience and expertise to the movie. Urkel first raised his fame profile in the most unusual way. Urkel was still a coach at Stanford when he found out that an ex-girlfriend, Becca Kerfin, was on the reality TV show The Bachelor. He decided to travel to where the production was being filmed in Peru in order to win Kerfin back. It did not end the way that Urkel hoped, but through the internet and other buzz around the television show, it was heavy for weeks. That seems so long ago now. Urkel feels great about the place he's at, but it's taken 4 years of hard work to get there from being a coach at Stanford, and right now he has no regrets at taking the risks of leaving that high-profile position to pursue his dream of acting. Quote, to this day, I'm learning so much, Urkel said. Acting in Butch Cassidy and The Wild Bunch has given me a different bag of tools to work with, he said. If given the chance to play Butch Cassidy again, Urkel would jump at it. He said, I'd do Butch 1 through 5 and then hang up my hat. That's pretty good. Meanwhile, he's promoting the Butch Cassidy and The Wild Bunch, reading scripts and hustling to auditions wherever he can. He's working with his managers to find the next step up the ladder. Quote, we're trying to keep this train rolling, Urkel said, especially when I'm having a lot of fun with what I'm doing. Isn't that the key of it? Have fun with what you're doing, right?
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him as well. Great story today in the Wausau Daily Herald by Keith Euling on Ross Urkel. The movie, once again, is called Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch, and you can find it for free by going to Tubi. That's T-U-B-I.
Tubi actually has a surprisingly deep catalog of good movies and bad movies, but I know a friend of mine watches a lot of old horror movies on there.
Oh, really? All right.
And you just get some ads or you pay for it, but it's not too intrusive.
Is that strictly a streaming channel, or is that like on Spectrum? Can you go through and find Tubi? I think it's all streaming, is it not?
I believe so.
Yeah. So if you go to like your smart TV and look for a search for Tubi, T-U-B-I, you should be able to find it, and then go to the search on, or just go to your smart TV now. I'm not used to that, right? Go to your smart TV and just type in Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch, and it'll probably come up on Tubi and take you right there. But again, great we have someone right here in Wisconsin. We talked about with Kristen and Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere from As Goes Wisconsin, which incidentally is coming up at the top of the hour. Talked to them yesterday about this. And boy, you can grow up in Wisconsin and you can still go places. And again, nothing wrong with just staying in Wisconsin too, right? Lots of work to be done here. But the point is, if you dream about something, if you have goals for yourself, here's a guy who was in strength and conditioning in Stanford. His girlfriend ends up on The Bachelor. He thinks he's going to lose her. He flies to college basketball in my mind too much. Goes to Peru, loses the girl, but it opens up a whole new avenue in his life to go into acting, which is something it turns out that he's passionate about and wants to do. See, keep banging on your drum. Like we say, don't give up. Don't give up on what you're fighting for, what you're passionate about. Because that will lead you to true happiness. That and a glass of Irish whiskey with a friend by a fire on St. Patrick's Day. Also another great way to find some happiness. We come back, we're going to find happiness with Mr. Aaron Zommers. He is going to be here, and he is going to tell us about the board game of the week. And we'll also do a little toast of Mimosa Friday of what we are thankful for and grateful for and look ahead to the weekend. some Badger basketball coming up. Badger hockey, women's hockey tonight. They are in the Frozen Four against the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. The Gophers take on the Badgers. The Rodents on the ice tonight at 6 o'clock from Duluth, Minnesota. It's on ESPN+. Do not miss it. And, of course, Marquette plays Vermont in the first round of the NCAA at 1:45 this afternoon. We are back with our final segment on the Todd Allbaugh Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd is just gathering together the ingredients for the mimosas for Mimosa Friday so that we can talk about what we're thankful for this time.
Thank you. Mr. Zommer's CYA, covering my rear end. So I had to go out and get a mimosa. I forgot we were talking about music, and then I'm like, oh, holy crap, it's the last segment. So thank you, Mr. Zommer's. So yes, it is 10:51, and that can only mean one thing. Here we are, a St. Patrick's Day edition of Board Game of the Week.
Today's edition of Board Game of the Week brought to you by Jurassic Park.
Very dramatic open today, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah, that's because today's game is Dinosaur Island.
Oh, Dinosaur Island. Nicely done. All right, tell us about it.
Well, it is very much Jurassic Park. It's a game where 1 to 4 players, and you compete to make the most attractive and profitable Jurassic Park.
Ooh. All right.
So you have a bunch of different resources, like you've got your money, you've got your little amber-colored cubes for your dinosaur DNA, stuff like that.
Okay.
You've got 2 big boards, one for collecting your resources and managing them, and one that is your park.
Okay.
And it's a pretty complicated game, I'm not going to lie. It's like an hour and a half to 2 hours is the listed play time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an expensive one at $50 or $60, but... it's very cool for those of you who want a meatier game. You want to sit down and rather than play several rounds of something like Exploding Kittens or last week's game, Boss Monster.
Exploding Kittens, I love that.
If you just want to play one game in the night and have a big experience, it's a lot of fun. And it takes some learning, but that 90 to 120 minutes definitely can include the learning time. And it does also need a bit of a big table. So I know I gave a lot of caveats, but it is a fun game and I like it a lot. But that's pretty much all I have to say about Dinosaur Island.
How much is it?
$50 to $60.
Oh, $50. Very $50.
Depending on if it's on sale or where you get it.
All right. Very good. Board Game of the Week. Very good. Nicely done. If you're into dinosaurs and Jurassic Park, that is one for you. Well, are kids still into dinosaurs? Do you think there was a big... I think they are.
There's no way they're not. Dinosaurs are too cool.
I'm weird, I know. I appreciated dinosaurs. I wasn't anti-dinosaur. But I was never one of these kids just obsessed with dinosaurs.
I was not a dinosaur kid either in that way. But I mean, yeah, I also appreciated them. Like a good dinosaur.
You can't go wrong with a good dinosaur, right? Did you have a particularly favorite dinosaur?
Ooh, I would have to say it was probably either Stegosaurus or Brontosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Both just a little bit different, you know.
Yeah, Brontosaurus.
But they're still pretty common.
Yeah, very good. All right, very good. 10:54 here. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Brady Ewing today for being on the show. I want to thank Mr. Zommers as well for not just a great job today, but all week as long, doing double duty yesterday with As Goes Wisconsin and Kristen and Jane. And speaking of them, you can hear their show coming up at the top of the hour across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matt Nair. a boozy St. Patrick's Day version. No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. But they'll do a great job. So tune in to As Goes Wisconsin after our show. And then coming up at 2 o'clock, it is the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO in Wausau, although they might be doing some special sports coverage today with the high school basketball event. And, of course, the rest of the network at 2 o'clock, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. At 3 o'clock, it is Matt Flynn Direct. 4 o'clock, the flagship program of Devil's Advocate with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock, then, Native Roots Radio. And tonight, 8 until 10, it is the Steve Smith Show, and we will be
or
back.
Rick Smith.
Oh, thank you. Rick Smith Show. Yes. Steve Rick. He answers to anything. That's ridiculous. Mr. Zommers, it is time once again. What are you thankful for on this Friday?
For me, I know I said last week, thankful for my roommate Ethan that he's leaving soon.
Yeah.
I'm still thankful for, yeah. You know, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Also for my sister, Alyssa, whose birthday it is today, and her daughter, Gracie. I'm also thankful for some of our coworkers, Jorge and Evan.
Nice.
Because yesterday, the three of us got together to start working on some music, maybe make a little jingle or a stinger, mm-hmm. like things mm-hmm. for the station, some sound effects and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of fun. And they're both really genuine guys who care about the company and about each other, and that's really representative of the company as a whole. So
that's fantastic. That's great. Good for you, Mr. Zommers. Well done.
What about you?
I am thankful as always for my family, my friends, having great parents, having a great sister and brother out in Portland, having my friends Kurt and Florcy and my godsons, Jason, Alex, always great. In fact, Kurt and Florcy are going back out to Seattle to visit Jace this weekend. So hopefully they will have a great time. Also thankful to have so many other friends in my life. Grabbed a drink this week with Rob Wheat, great guy as well. And remembering my friend Ryan, who's not in Madison anymore, but across the country. And here's an Irish drink to Ryan Lee today, wherever he may be, whatever he is doing to protect America. We'll leave it at that, and whatever you are doing as well. So, who lives like we do, Mr. Zommers?
We do.
We do. Here's to each and every and all of you. Merry, happy St. Patrick's Day. Going to leave you, instead of our traditional bang on your drum, here from the High Kings, a great song, an Irish poem for you, The Party Glass. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Make it a great week in Southwest Wisconsin.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me, and all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be to you all. So me the parting glass, and drink a health whate'er befalls, then gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, their sorry